So what was this woman's status in terms of her white count and her nodal size when she started the ibrutinib and then when she got to the venetoclax?
When she started the ibrutinib, she had lymph nodes that were 3 to 4 centimeters. Her white count was elevated, about 50,000. So she was medium risk when she started. Her white count had come down by the time she started the venetoclax. So I think she was low risk for TLS when she began venetoclax therapy at the end of that 3 months, and she was managed according to that risk. I think a couple things that we probably should emphasize in terms of TLS and risk and management of patients with venetoclax, and those are that it's important to know what the nodal size is before you start the venetoclax, and it's also important to start patients on allopurinol regardless of their risk before they start the venetoclax. So they should start allopurinol 3 days before they start the venetoclax. And you really have to know what category they fall in, particularly if they're high risk for TLS before you start the venetoclax, because you do manage those patients differently.
Can you talk a little bit about exactly what you do in the high risk patient and where, if at all, rasburicase comes in?
Right. So patients who are high risk, most of them I will give rasburicase. Certainly I'll give rasburicase if it's elevated. If uric acid is elevated when they start, everybody's on allopurinol. Patients who have high-risk disease should be admitted for their first dose and their first dose escalation with IV hydration, monitoring with serial labs, and most of them I will give rasburicase to. Certainly those patients who have an elevated uric acid. And usually, if their uric acid's over 5, I'll give them rasburicase.